Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At the station. The first thing is, do you like boxing?
If I'm not the one getting hit in the face, yes. I love to watch it. Would not like to be the guy on any receiving.
But you like the sport of boxing, right?
Yes, I love the sport of boxing.
Okay, do you like MMA a little bit?
I am an MMA guy. Yes,
you
I
are.
Am.
Okay. The point of me asking you those questions are that those are combat sports. Those are fights. And right now, if you are a fan of boxing, if you're a fan of UFC, if you're a fan of a brawl and a fight, that's what we have right now in the AL Central. The Indians aren't going anywhere. They want to fight us. They want to battle for this division. And I've been saying this for a while, that they're not going to lay down, and we are going to be in a dogfight the rest of the year. So all I'm saying to Twins fans out there that will listen to the station is let's put the gloves on. The gloves are on right now because we're going to be battling with the Indians for the rest of the way. That's just how it is.
Well, there's no way when you look at the talent that the Indians have that they were going to be a sub-500 team. I mean, Francisco Lindor, Jose Ramirez, you know, Carlos Santana after being with Philadelphia coming back. You know, Mike Clevenger is off the DL. I
mean, and they're going to get Corey Kluber back.
They're going to get Corey Kluber back, who's been throwing a couple of bullpen sessions. Here's my question right now. I know that Max Kepler has made Trevor Bauer his daddy, but I still hear speculation that the Indians are thinking about shopping Trevor Bauer. If I'm the Indians, I'm like, why am I thinking about making that move when I'm charging up on the Twins right now? Why would I think about dealing one of my best starters when right now you got to think that they have a legit shot to catch and pass the Twins?
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking, but I do know this. I know that if you're a fan of the Twins and you've been – because I've heard people – because people have called this show – and I know specifically a guy called last week and said, I'm not impressed with the Indians. I don't see it. Well, what are you watching then? If you don't think that the Indians are a good team, then I can't tell you what are you watching. They are a good team, and they've been a team that's been, you know, brutalized by injuries, and now they're starting to get back right and healthy. And I know that we have had some injuries here and there too. We've had a relatively, knock on wood, healthy season, but we got to get Byron Buxton back into the fold as well. All right, we'll get back to the phone line, 651-989-9226. Let's go to the dude in Athens Township. What's up, the dude?
It's Lake.
How you doing, man?
What's up, buddy? What's up? Hey, I wanted to quick talk about, well, you kind of already briefed on it, but Order Izzy, I just didn't know if it was beneficial for the team to pull him out when they did. And then there was a few other points, too. Like, you're saying that, like, we are in a dogfight or whatever. And I just think, like, we don't need to panic, but we could right the ship. And other people have talked about it, too. But, I mean, I think it would be beneficial for us if we could get, like, an ace. I mean, obviously, like a Scherzer or a Stroman, if that's even possible. But or, you know, someone else in the bullpen to kind of help us out a little too, you know?
Well, the bullpen's struggling. And Ryan Harper tonight, it wasn't his night tonight. Let's just call it for what it was. He came in to relieve in the sixth. He gave up three hits. The first two batters that he faced, he gave up a double and a single, and they regained the lead. And he gets the loss. He gave up two earned runs, and he gets the loss tonight. So we need help in the bullpen.
Right. And then my last note here is, what the heck happened to Liam, man? Like, that cat tripped and fell into a bucket of juice or what, you know?
oh man. That's funny. I appreciate the phone call from the dude in Athens Township. And I'm not sitting here ripping into our bullpen, but you can just tell that right now it's a little bit shaky. Taylor Rogers is like the guy. Every time he comes to the ball game, you feel super confident that he's going to get it done. I think that other guys in the bullpen right now, the fan base, they feel a little bit Like, there's some questions here, and I can't knock fans that feel like there's some question marks outside of Taylor Rogers. Let's take a phone call from Jay in Morristown. What's up, Jay?
Mr. Lake.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing all right, man. Happy Friday night to you.
Oh, happy Friday to you, too. Oh, thank goodness.
Are you okay, man?
Well, I'm fine. I work for Genio, so I'm out in the barns every night. And
what up, Turkey?
I actually got to call you guys.
Yeah.
I just got a terminology that's been bothering me for a long time that I really don't understand for baseball. I'm a baseball fan for a long time. It's just the go-ahead walk-out, or, you know, the go-ahead home run. It's
yeah.
Like, yeah, the coach tells him to swing away, but when you're in the fifth inning and you're down by, you know, a couple runs, what's a go-ahead? Yeah, swing away, but, you know, if somebody gets a home run for all of a sudden that, you know, they don't do it on purpose, how can they call that a go-ahead?
Well, what do you mean by go-ahead?
Well, they always announce it, you know, they get
you're talking about
go-ahead.
When you go ahead, like go-ahead on the scoreboard?
Yeah.
Like when you get the, well, if you got the lead, what did you just do?
Well, not just get the lead, but why do they call it a go-ahead?
Thanks for the phone call. I'm clueless on what the question is. I'm a little bit. All right, welcome back to Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We apologize for that. 651-989-9226. That is the phone number. If you're a Twins fan, if you have a thought and opinion on tonight's ball game, 5-3, that was the score, and we were not the winning ball club tonight. The Oakland A's did win game number two of the series. We'll take your phone call here at 651-989-9226. Jake Odorizzi goes five innings, gives up six hits, three earned runs, three strikeouts, two walks on 88 pitches. He wanted to stay in the ball game. You could tell that he was a little bit frustrated that he did not get an opportunity to stay in the ball game. Ryan Harper came in to relieve him in the sixth inning, gave up three hits, two earned runs. He gets the loss. Chris Bassitt for the Oakland A's, he gets the win. He goes five innings, gives up five hits, three runs, two earned, two walks, two strikeouts. And it was a tough call tonight for Rocco. As much as he loves Jake, he didn't want to have his guy in there. His, I guess if you want to say his ace, his best pitcher to this point this year, his all-star pitcher, one of his all-star pitchers, staying in the ballgame too long on a hot, humid night at Target Field. This was Jake, though, post-game, and just listen to him. It's just a couple of minutes of him, and you can tell that he was frustrated that he – didn't get an opportunity to stay in the ball game a little bit longer. This is Jake Odorizzi.
Pretty well. You know, after pretty much that point, everything was normal and had good results. So, yeah, it is what it is from there, that point on. But after the first batter, everything was good, and I thought everything went pretty darn well. But, you know, pitch count being low, I would have liked to continue, but it's not my call, and there'll be a time maybe that that won't be the case, but you know, I definitely had more in the tank than what was, you know, cut off.
How was it dealing with the weather? Pretty sweaty, kind of gripping the ball or anything like that?
What do you think? It was only like pitching in a rainforest.
Really?
You know, everybody's, the humidity, the, I feel like you're eating the air, everyone's sweating their freaking, their bags off back there and all over the place. It's, I was taking the rosin bag and going up and down my arm so I could stop the sweat coming from, like, my hand because I was just pouring sweat. I changed my jersey after the first inning, my hat, everything. I just took it all off and came back fresh. But I was really pretty drenched out there, and I know a lot of guys were in the same place. But, you know, after, I think, the third inning when the weather started kind of moving in a little bit, it cooled off. But I think I might be the lucky person that's pitched the coldest and the hottest game of the year so far, so I've got a good perspective on the weather, but it was definitely a unique one today. You don't see it too often in Minnesota, the weather like that, but you know, that's neither here nor there. You can't control the weather, but it was warm.
You said you feel like you still had something in the tank. Was the weather, the heat, was that part of the reason they I guess, was that part of the conversation at all? Did that come up as to why you came out early?
I mean, there really wasn't too much of a conversation. Okay. I was just told I was done and there would be a time to go longer in the future. But, mm-hmm. you know, maybe if I get an out right there and get through the inning with we're still leading, maybe I get to go off for the six, but I don't really know. Kind of frustrating, but at the same time, I can live with the pitch that I threw the guy, you know, Olson, and he's out of the zone, and they were exactly where I wanted it. He just put it back up the middle. So at the end of the day, I'm content with how things went down. I wouldn't have changed really anything about it. It was just a good piece of hitting, but, you know, if he doesn't score, maybe it's a different situation we're talking about. And, you know, to see Gibby get some extra outs yesterday, it would have been nice to, you know, kind of relieve the bullpen a little bit from my standpoint today. But I guess I'll just do it my next time out.
Other than the hat and the jersey, is there anything that you really felt like you changed out after that first inning?
I think I just got better command. Like, I wasn't as wet and anything like that. So I was, the problem with, like, that situation is you don't really have a dry spot on your body. So if you're trying to, if your hands are wet, you have to go to the rosin bag, and that's not exactly, you know, foolproof anyways. You just want to try to wipe the sweat off of you, but, you know, pants are soaked, jersey soaked, everything's wet. So you're just wiping wet on wet. But, I felt, like I said, I felt like I was locating better, mixing better after the first inning, and I thought, for the most part, stuff-wise, everything was good. It's just outing that is kind of frustrating from a standpoint of, you know, the way I view it. I expect more, but you know, there'll be times for adjustments and make improvements.
So that was Jake Odorizzi, and he was very, how do I want to describe it? He was almost like he was a politician. And I don't mean that in a negative way, okay? I know there's a lot of things that are going on right now in politics. A lot of people are divided and frustrated with a lot of things going on in the country. I mean it from the standpoint of I know people are like it's not going to go into politics. No, I'm not. I'm saying he was almost like a politician that he was talking about hopefully in the next start I will be allowed to go longer, deeper in the game. That's his way of letting Rocco know, man, you took me out and I didn't want to come out of the ballgame. Please let me go longer next start. Did you guys hear that? I mean, that's what he said. He said, hopefully I'll be able to go longer and save the bullpen. That's the getting inside the mind of a starting pitcher.
Has he earned that right, Henry? I mean, being
absolutely,
being
yeah. I mean, but yeah, but this is, I mean, he's earned that. He's an all-star. He's an all-star pitcher for the Twins. And he is a guy that is, think of it like this, okay? He's the all-star pitcher for the Twins. Going up until maybe, I want to say, a week and a half ago, he's probably one of the top three guys being talked about when it comes to American League Cy Young, right? He's the best pitcher of this starting rotation. He has a relationship with the manager going back a ways, right? And and he also is someone that is looking at trying to make money in terms of free agency, right? So of course, he wants to go out there and be the bulldog. He wants to get it done. So, yeah, if you say, has he earned that right? I mean, yes, he's earned the right, but the manager's still the manager. So I'm not trying to build it and create some controversy here. That's not the point of me bringing this up. The point of me bringing it up is that he has that mentality that I want to go out there, I want to save the bullpen because, you know, I want to do everything I can do within my powers to be the guy that people can just jump on my back. That's the point of me bringing this up. The manager's still the manager. When Rocco makes the call, he makes the call. And he even said that. And, you know, he said that when Rocco comes out there and he says, you're coming out, I mean, that's the end of the conversation. So Jake understands the reality of the situation, but he also is basically, you know, stumping for the next time that I'm out there. And it seems like, you know, we're in a battle. I want to grind through it. I want another inning. I want some more batters. So that's all that I got out of that. You know what I'm saying, Chris?
Oh, yeah, and you got to imagine, too, that when you've got a guy like Jake and he's having the sort of season that he's having, and you mentioned, you know, being, I think, wasn't he a teammate with Rocco?
He was down in Tampa.
Okay, so, I mean, they've got that, you know, maybe, you know, Rocco being one of these younger, more relatable managers, and that's what I love about when they brought him in, they went outside. I mean, no disrespect to, you know, what Tom Kelly or Ron Gardenhire or Paul Molitor, did. But to go outside the organization and kind of shake things up and kind of try and go in a new direction, I mean, you're going to have a guy that's going to have a different attitude and that might be able to relate to a guy like Jake because they do have that pre-existing relationship outside of both being in Minnesota.
No, see, I don't necessarily view tonight at all as a negative. Like, there's nothing negative about Jake wanting to stay in the game. There's nothing negative about Rocco going and getting him. That's not the point that I'm making. It's all I'm saying is it's a tough decision. Like, that's baseball. Like, and Rocco has said that like at least a dozen times this year is that guys want to be in there, guys want to grind, guys want to be in there, and they want to go longer in games. We've seen it with Kyle Gibson; he's wanted to be in there longer. We've seen it with Jose Barrios; he's wanted to stay in there longer. So you love that about guys. Guys are competitors. They don't want to leave a ball game early. They want to get out there, they want to grind, and they want to battle through it. All right, 651-989-9226. We can take more of your phone calls here in the next segment, but let's get to the good hands play of the game.
Curveball, a swing and a fly ball into right field and deep. Canna going back on the track at the wall. That's gone! On a curveball, Gonzalez goes to the upper deck and right. One swing of the bat, Twins take a 3-2 lead.
All right, that was the lead that we had at the moment. Unfortunately, it didn't hold up. But that was the Good Hands play of the game brought to you by Allstate. Are you in good hands? All right, we'll take our final break, come back with the final segment, a final pitch before we start late night here on News Talk 830 WCCO.